Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The Guardians will start tonight in a rain delay. So that 6:40 first pitch will move back a bit. The intention is to play, and I will say, Cleveland's starting to fill up. I always judge that by how busy our parking garage is, because it's not the first parking garage you're going to go to. But once that other one is either $60, $70, $80, or filled, that's when we really start to see the action. So we're still 40 minutes out from first pitch, and which isn't going to happen right on time. And it's been filling up for the last 30 minutes. So I don't know if it's going to be 30,000 because of the weather, but I think you're going to have another good crowd tonight.
That's your way of judging it? Here's my way of judging it.
Uh-huh.
Donovan Mitchell. Superstar Donovan Mitchell.
That was
one of
night.
The best players in the NBA. Was at the Guardians game.
Last night.
And he was not in a suite.
Hmm.
He was amongst the crowd. Now, one, that speaks to Donovan's dedication and his love for the Guardians. Two, that tells you that people are coming to the Guardians game, and this is a hot ticket these days.
Will Donovan be there tonight? You're the insider.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I will be honest with you. If I had...
not two nights in a row.
Maybe the suite.
Maybe a suite?
Wait, isn't his fiance pregnant? Am I right on that?
She was there with him at the game yesterday.
But is she preggers?
I don't know.
Because
I don't have that answer.
That will always take... Can you text him?
Sure, I could. That would be a weird question to ask him.
No.
Of the things. Like, hey, we're looking for clarity.
Yeah, also... or maybe he just got engaged. One of those.
He did get engaged, yes.
But I was going to say, if she was also pregnant, there's no way in hell your pregnant fiance is going to let you go to that game twice in a row.
I will say that
but
I have not heard pregnant. Anything of her being
okay.
pregnant.
Well, you just say, if you want to listen in or call in... And give him 216-474-0092. Say, we just want to know. We just want to make sure. And then that'll probably get him in Dutch because she might hear it, and then the whole thing goes.
I mean, if Donovan can't even get a suite, that's how you know that it is a hot ticket.
He could get a suite. If he wanted a suite, come on.
Of course he could. Would you play along?
No. No. Because your food takes are abhorrent.
Oh, here we go.
And because
again.
Ross Tucker didn't respect you.
You found the one kind of cuisine that this palate will not touch.
Uh-huh.
And now all of a sudden you've made a judgment about my eating habits.
By the way, you said one group. It's a whole swath of food.
Look, man.
Entire ocean.
No, look, man. If you go into your maps and you go to the restaurants nearby, you can categorize, right? You can go
what
American.
What can I do?
You can categorize.
I can categorize?
Yes. You can categorize.
Mm.
You can go to Mexican, you can go to Italian, you can go to steaks, and then there's one for seafood.
Uh-huh.
So, yes.
Yeah. You just took...
I don't care that it's the whole ocean. It's one category.
It's like 70% of the earth, Chris.
That's fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care that it includes sushi and shrimp and salmon and lobster and crab legs.
Like Bubba from Forrest Gump right now.
It would be like saying, I don't
scallops.
Like... It would be like saying, I don't like Mexican food.
I don't eat grouper.
It's one big food category.
I don't eat tilapia.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't eat...
Halibut.
Halibut.
Yeah.
I don't eat perch. You just go through all the seafood you don't eat, just
walleye.
Like Bubba.
Yeah, all of it.
You've never... So no, wait, not even like fish fry?
Fish fry?
Yeah, we fry that son of a gun up. If you haven't, no. If you've never been to a fish fry and you haven't tried a fish fry, you're not really anti-seafood. You just haven't tried it.
Here we go. I've tried a bunch of different seafood, man.
Name them.
I've had fish. I've had shrimp. I've had fish. Salmon.
Oh, you've had all fish. Or have you just had a specific... you went salmon.
I don't know basic. What it...
That was close. I was deciding.
Anytime you have to dump yourself, you know it's a good thing.
If you haven't been to a fish fry, you don't... I don't know why I keep saying that weird. If you haven't been to a fish fry...
Look, man, if I don't like shrimp... And I don't like salmon, and I don't like other kind of fish, and I don't know what exactly...
We keep saying fish.
Fish.
I don't know what the hell's going on here.
Because it's fish fry, and then it combines the two. I don't know what specific kind it was, okay? I was a kid when I tried it. So you haven't tried it
as an adult?
Look, man, if I didn't like it, and there were three different ones that I tried that I didn't like, I'm not going to be like, oh, maybe I'm going to try crab legs. Oh, maybe I'm going to try lobster. No, I like what I like, and I'm going to eat what I like.
How do you know if you like it if you haven't eaten it? I really cannot pronunciate anything in this segment.
You get paid to talk.
Yeah, you also said fresh.
So I get paid to write.
Blow it out somewhere.
It's okay. I get paid to write.
How did you get that job?
Because
one time you got paid to talk. But no, if you haven't tried, when's the last time you tried some fresh?
I was telling the story earlier.
How old?
I was telling the story earlier.
I remember the exact age.
And you cut me off.
I don't remember the age.
It was my first date with my now wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that would have been 15 years ago.
Okay.
I would have been a lot younger than I am these days. I would have been in my late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I thought when you said when I was a kid, I thought you were like 7, not 27.
I was a kid back then.
No, you weren't. You were an adult.
I'm an old man now.
You had hair on your peaches, Chris. All right? You were legally able to drink. That is a grown man.
What do you want me to say? When I was in my post college years?
No, when I was a young adult, when I was in my late 20s.
Not when I was a kid. I don't think anybody speaks.
You can be tried for murder. And so you can't say I last tried.
Or can I say when I was younger?
No, because younger.
Why doesn't
you're,
that work?
You're 42.
Yes,
that encompasses 42 years on the planet. When I was younger, could be yesterday.
Buddy, 15 years is a long time. I was much younger back then. You want me to say much
and you,
younger?
You are much older now.
Yes.
But you were
but
not
at this
a
point,
child.
I've decided. I don't need seafood in my life to be happy. I don't need to try it. I don't need to order it. I like what I like. I eat what I like. And the things that I like give me fulfillment and enjoyment.
And you could be more fulfilled.
No.
And more enjoyment-ing.
No, it smells gross. It's a terrible smell. It smells.
There's plenty of things that you eat that smell gross.
Hmm. Such as?
Fish. I mean, Indian food is a walking nightmare for your nose.
Oh, man, I used to live in an apartment.
Oh, woo-wee. I thought you were going to say I used to crash some Indian food all the time. I'd be like, You are a hypocrite, sir.
No, man. I used to live in an apartment complex where they cooked up like curry.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a pungent smell.
It is. It's pungent. Oof. But it is delicious when cooked properly.
I wouldn't know.
Chili doesn't smell all that aromatically pleasing.
Chili?
Beans.
I like the smell of chili.
I don't like the smell of beans, but I like the taste of beans.
Is it really chili if there's beans in it?
Yes. Yes, there's many, not everyone lives in this singular way that you live. You're like food Amish. Like, well, I'll let someone drive me in that car, but I won't drive it myself because I am pure.
Just call me Ezekiel.
I think you're more of a Zebekiah.
Oh.
Zebekiah Fedor.
Jebediah. Jebediah is a good one.
I like mine better.
Okay.
So where does the credit go for the Guardians?
What a transition.
Hey.
I mean, are we splitting this up in percentage? I mean, obviously, the players have to believe, and the players have to stay committed, and they have to do the things on a day-to-day basis that they should be doing, whether they're winning or losing. But man, I don't know how you don't point to Vogt and say, like, this is the guy at the center of keeping all of this together. How many managers keep this all together in the face of everything that the Guardians faced?
I don't think late stage Tito does it. I like think about 2023. Think you about mean, his last year here.
Because he just didn't care as much?
No, because I think he had been here for 11 years, and I think he didn't relate to the young guys they had in that clubhouse the same way. And I think that last team, I think he still got the touch, but I think touch is specific to the specific team you had. And I also think he was frustrated. He wasn't healthy. I don't think that Tito gets this out of this team.
It takes a special kind of manager to do the things that Vogt has done. This isn't a situation, Nick, where he's got this high price payroll and dudes were just underachieving at the beginning of the year, or he's got somebody like Otani, or he's got somebody like Judge or Cal Raleigh who just go on this heater at the right time. He is piecing this together as best he can. I know Gavin Williams has been great since All-Star, and I know that they have Jose Ramirez. But when you look up and down this lineup, when you look up and down this roster, it defies logic that they're in this situation that they're in. So you have to turn to the manager and say he has found a way to get these guys to continue to believe. He has found a way to get the best out of these guys, and he has found a way to keep them together through the face of adversity.
216-474-0092. Where does the credit go for the Guardians' turnaround? We're going to start with our buddy Mike in Lorain. Welcome to the show, buddy. Do you like fish?
That's
no.
Not about the Guardians. That a boy,
broccoli,
Mike, yes.
Broccoli also has a bad smell, but yeah. I do enjoy broccoli.
Yeah, I don't mess with that.
Dude, so you just not like fish, but do you like other seafood?
I like fish. No, I do like fish. I enjoy fish. Hmm. Shrimp, you know. I'm a fish guy. But this is what I wanted to say. Donovan Mitchell, I was literally a section away from him.
Yeah.
Right? I was where the scouts were, dude. I moved into where the scouts were. There were like 8 scouts there. I was next to Scott Acheson of the Yankees.
Hmm. Former so Guardians anyway, reliever.
And he was the bullpen coach for 2 years. Did you know that?
Here?
Yeah.
Yes, like of course I knew that.
19. And I asked him, I was like, what do you think is more impressive? And then I'll get to my Donovan Mitchell then. What do you think is more impressive, the Reds or the Yankees coming back from 14 down in 1978 to run down the Red Sox, or what the Guardians have done? And you know what he told me? He's like, I don't know. I don't have time for this. So anyways, that's how those scouts are.
So no wonder he got fired as a bullpen coach. What a jerk. Scott Acheson, if you're listening, get your head out of your ass.
He big league me, dude. The baseball players are the worst, dude. Worst dudes for that. No matter how they get old.
But very excited for this game today.
Anyway, Donovan Mitchell left for the top of the ninth. He did not stay for the whole game.
Mm.
So he's not like Mr. Fan. And what I want to know is, and he had like an entourage.
That's because he believed in Cade Smith so much that Cade wasn't going to blow it. And that just speaks to the confidence that Donovan had in Cade Smith and the Guardians to pull it off.
Mm, sounds like nonsense to me.
Does a dude who makes $40 million a year drive himself to the game? Or do they have like a black car that comes to get him or what?
We call that the Kevin Love, by the way.
What do we call the
I'm
Kevin
just wondering. Love? Oh, the what? Other thing is...
Kevin never drove.
Neither does LeBron all that much.
Yeah, but Kevin, I would always see him, and he had the window down.
Oh, okay.
And it'd be like people watching.
Oh,
it's like a Labrador in the back seat. All right, sorry. One more point there, Mike.
One more question for Fedor.
Yeah.
Out of all the guys who covered LeBron, do you know who Roland Lazenby is?
Yes.
Who's going to write the Roland Lazenby book about LeBron?
Wow.
Is it Roland Lazenby?
That's a great question. Could it be?
You got to read the Jordan book, and you got to read the Kobe book. Woo!
All right, could Mike, we got to book him.
I don't know if it could be him. Jason Lloyd?
I don't think Jason's good. Jason keeps something. He might be too tight to the vest with that. Although, I don't know. If Jason saw a big pile of money in front of him, he might also go for that.
What about Yaron Weitzman? Maybe it's him.
It's going to be a Lakers writer because that would piss me off. It's going to be one of you guys.
What do you mean, you guys?
Like a Cavs reporter who covered him for a majority of his career. Not somebody who got late-stage LeBron and all of a sudden, Johnny come lately. Oh, I got to see 40-year-old LeBron. Yeah, tell me the stories there, champ, about 2003. Let's Jacks get all the credit anyways.
That's a good question. Who is going to write?
Okay, this doesn't sound great because of everything I just said. McMenamin.
Well, that doesn't sound great because of everything you just said.
Exactly, but I mean, he's the antithetical part of that because he was here, and he's just a sweet Irishman.
He's a great guy. I don't know that.
Like that tone.
I'm not sure if...
He's a great guy.
I've never had the conversation.
You buying it over there from
I
Fedor?
I love an eraser phrase.
Mm. I've never had the conversation with Dave about whether he wanted to write a book or not. Mm. So I don't know. Some people want to write books.
Yeah. Do you want to write a book?
No.
Why not?
Because that's way too much writing.
Yeah, but what if the payoff is you write the definitive LeBron biography?
That would be awesome.
You know the problem with writing
That'd
a book?
Probably be a lot of money, too.
Yeah. You like money.
I do like money.
Yeah.
I would probably consider it, but man, is that a lot of writing. I in my job, you have to love writing, but I don't know. There's like 300 pages.
Can I tell you, though?
That's a lot of pages.
Here's the other part of this. If you write one book, they're going to ask you to write another one.
That is true.
Like if the LeBron book sells a butt ton.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be like, hey, here's more money. And now you get to write about something you care less about. And that'll be the hell. The cycle of success that actually is secretly very punishing.
You know the other thing? I don't even know how you'd start writing a book.
Wait.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You start in the beginning. There was Gloria James. And you just kind of go from there.
You're just going to start at the beginning?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a Tarantino flick. I'm going to start in the middle and then go to the beginning.
Do you
and then
start with draft
back
night?
Back to before the beginning, which you didn't know was before the beginning, and then we're going to go to the end.
Start with draft night? Do you start with his debut against the Sacramento Kings? Do you start with the decision?
Why would you start with a decision?
Do you start with his high school career?
Just say you want to be Tarantino if you start with a decision.
That would be an interesting
way to
start.
That's how Jim Gray would start a book.
Look,
because he'd make the whole book about him.
Maybe that's how you separate yourself as an author. Maybe that's how you separate yourself as an author. You start a book in a unique kind of way that people aren't expecting. Then you got him.
Mm-hmm. How about this? Nope. No, I was going to say something. I'm not going to say something. No, I cowered it out real quick. Martin in Strongsville. Got about 45 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
Really quickly, the people that like beans are the paste eaters from elementary school. The cool part about the Guardians, okay, is that as of today, unlike yesterday, we have a magic number. And as long as we win one of the next two, we still have that magic number. Think about that one.
All right. I'm thinking about it. I always love when people...
Chew on that.
I do love when people just end the call with like a catchphrase.
A demand.
I didn't know was going to be a catchphrase. Like, how about you think about that? Why don't you take that to the bank? And that's why I don't eat fish.
How you like them apples?
That's why they call me Chris. That could be yours. Just throwing it out there.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
That's Bruce Almighty.
I know. That's why I said it.
216-474-0092.
Do you have a way that you end the show every single day?
You're usually panicked.
Your going out phrase?
Yeah, it's usually like, oh, man, we got 30 seconds. All right, JP, good stuff. And he goes, thanks, Nick. I'll see you tomorrow. And they'll be like, all right, guys. And they'll be like, oh, no, it's actually 30 seconds from now. Mm. So let me tell you about why I was saying goodbye, JP. That's usually how the show ends. Right, Mac? It's pretty fair amount there.
Pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate.
I think you need a go-to out, a signature.
Baskin kind of ruined it.
Oh.
Was it?
Wow.
No, in a good way.
Jeez.
He's got a great walk-off. That's what I meant by it. His is so good,
that's
I couldn't do better.
That's not how it came across.
You said Dave McMenamin was a nice guy, and you didn't mean a damn thing about it.
He is a nice guy.
Man, we
great
believe
guy.
You. Okay. Hey, can your voice get any higher there? I know he's a great guy. Mac knows he's a great guy. I think we think you think he's secretly a jerk.
I just wanted to let everybody know that's listening to the show that Dave is a great guy, and if you chose him to write the ultimate LeBron James story, he would be a good choice.
Who gets to write the ultimate LeBron James story, and why isn't it Fedor in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
Come on! It's supposed to be 6:40 start. It's going to start at 7:15.
Yes.
Do the math.
Yes, I'm aware.
So where's the rain?
Somewhere. Over there. Maybe over there.
The game was supposed to start in 10 minutes. There's no rain now.
Could be over there.
So what exactly are they looking at?
You know, I'm just looking behind me here, and it could be over there. That's where the lake is. No, I mean, this is the thing that does drive you crazy as a baseball fan. Is it no longer matters if there is rain? The threat of rain becomes as big a threat as the actual threat of real rain. Mm-hmm. And there have been times where, like, they've postponed the game officially 30 minutes before it starts to rain for an hour, and then it comes and goes, and then they have to postpone the game because they actually ran into rain later in it.
Yeah.
And I got to imagine whoever makes that decision either has a bad app or just has like the worst meteorologist ever on speed dial. Right? I don't know who that would be, by the way, because I don't ever I'm not like keeping track of meteorologists and who does a good job. I just take it for face value because I'm like, well,
how do you judge that? Is there a scoreboard for meteorology?
If you wanted to, you could.
Man.
Are you telling me you couldn't go every day?
Jason Nicholas batting 100 this week.
Are you telling me you couldn't do that? You couldn't watch every weather report and see if there's any variance and who gets it right? Because they're not supposed to all go off the same.
Because there are way too many variables.
This is process over results all over again.
Oh, my gosh.
I get you want to be smart. And, oh, I know analytics. I get it. But at some point, results matter, Chris.
I didn't say anything. So if he predicts rain and it doesn't rain because the forecast changed and because the barometric pressure was different or whatever it is that causes
it
to rain.
Yes, you failed.
Oh.
I don't give a rat's ass about your process as a meteorologist.
Who keeps score of these things?
If A.J. Colby's got it more right than Jason Nicholas,
how
I'm going
with... How did you not predict an earthquake?
That's ridiculous. That is geological, you D.
Jeez.
That's completely different. Tectonic plates are completely different than atmospheric pressure and barometer.
Is this the movie San Andreas all over again?
That's a different movie. This would be like The Day After Tomorrow. That's what we're trying to... One guy had it, and it was Dennis Quaid. And everybody talked about it like he was a jerk about it.
So
and
what
then
did
they
he get
died
for that?
In Iceland.
What did he get for that? For being right about
his
the weather?
His son lived.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. But what did he get in his professional career out of being right about
that?
Oh,
I bet
that?
You after that, he was like a high-ranking...
Oh, okay.
He was like the Fauci of weather in The Day After Tomorrow.
Well, there goes your chance of ever making it national.
I guarantee
you. You predicted the rain, and it didn't actually come.
Because remember, we invaded Mexico in that. That's not how it looked, but it was like, oh, Americans breaking down. We invaded Mexico, and it worked. So it became the United States of Mexico, and then he was like the chief weather dude.
Mm.
Got just boy band booty, too.
God. much.
You just know it. It's like if there's another ice age, this dude's going to predict it. And the senoritas loved it.
Mm. Or like in Twisters, when the girl has, you know, firsthand knowledge of Oklahoma.
Thank you.
She's a girl.
She's a young woman. Yeah.
Wow.
A professional lady. You're being dismissed. Girl. Oh, girl. It's not elementary school, Chris.
Did she try fish?
Betcha she does. It's from Oklahoma. There's not a lot of great fish spots in Oklahoma now that I think about
it. Probably not great.
That's dismissive.
Maybe you just called her a girl. Let's get more dismissive there.
Nick, they might have the best fish place in the entire country in Oklahoma. You know, you just don't know that.
And this is the difference
because you are already predetermining that all they can do is cook barbecue.
There. So, okay, in just fairness, ridiculous. I'm going to be the...
Open your mind.
This is how you do it. You know what, Chris? That's a good point.
Thank you.
You're right. I was dismissive. Thank now, you do it about the girl thing.
No, because she is a girl.
She's a woman.
In that movie, she started as like a college girl.
Okay.
Right?
No, she's Did a college she woman.
Oh, my goodness.
She's 18 years.
What?
18 years old. She's 21 in that movie.
Hmm.
If you can legally drink, you are a woman.
Interesting.
Do you call your wife a girl?
Yeah, because she is.
Okay. All right. She's given birth. She's a woman. I'm sorry.
I didn't think girl had a bad connotation to it.
It's a little dismissive.
Wow.
I mean, the way you say it. Yeah. Like most people, it's fine. But, oh, that girl in that movie. What's next? Dame? You gonna call her a skirt?
No.
You gonna call her a bra?
I didn't say that. I said girl.
I think we heard the connotation, Chris.
Let's see what Google says about the definition of girl.
Okay. Easy there. Chris wants to know about girls.
Hey, girl.
Was that really the first thing that came up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was the first thing.
What are you finding out there? Did you just change the parameters of his search, by the way? Because he didn't like the first return that he got. That was the chachiest chach.
I spelled it wrong. I spelled it grill. I swear to God.
This is fresh all over again.
Have you ever looked at what the definition of... Okay. I spelled grill, unfortunately. Okay. And I
by
put
the way,
definition,
he's a writer.
I know. And I make mistakes. I did. I put G-R-I-L. And if you ever look for that, the term grill has a couple of meanings. So that's why I needed to change the
parameters. I think you got a new search, and I think you found out something you didn't like.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Still stalling, by the way.
The term grill has a couple of meanings. Number one, it is a slang term used to refer to a girl or a woman. Didn't know that.
A grill?
Yeah. According to this, is Google wrong?
I think you might be wrong.
Okay.
So it seems like you have a typing problem. Do you have a comprehension problem as well?
I do not.
Turns out I can't write or read, folks.
I know.
Make sure to read them on cleveland.com.
It's only what I do for subscribe.
Yeah.
$3.99 a month.
You're going to get a lot of alerts on that one. In case you missed it in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.